Thanks, David, for having me on. I noticed this is the 46th Synergy event. I just want to know why I wasn't on the first 45. But anyway, here we are now. So pleased to be
here. We're happy to have you here now.
Thanks, Price, for your stream on options there. I used to trade options on the Futures and Options Exchange for many, many years ago. Love options. Absolutely loved your presentation. So I'll be taking part of that, I think. I'm sure. Really good to see that. So really delighted. And also for the last couple of days, David, some great speakers you've had on, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of today as well. So thanks for that. And I'm honoured to be invited as well. Guys listening in, I really appreciate your time tuning in to spend, what is it? What am I now? 45, 50 minutes of your time today. I know your time is precious. You're coming here to learn. You're coming here to hopefully get an insight into what people are doing with their trading lives. And that's what I want to share with you. So I'm going to try and keep it reasonably concise. I'm going to talk a little bit about what we do, what I do, and what you're going to gain out of being here with me for, say, 55 minutes. Okay, so basically it's entitled Trade with Less Time, Less Stress, and More Profits. So I think a lot of people, and maybe you're listening in here now, you're thinking the same. A lot of people get enticed into day trading because they have, you know, they want to control more time. They want to be in control of their lives. And all they do is end up spending 8, 10, 12 hours in front of the trading screens a day. And that's not really where you came into the field. So I'm going to show you a way that you can basically trade with less time, less stress, and more profits. Now, when we are trading, I think there are three main components that basically make up a trader, a successful trader. And basically it's strategy. We all need a trading strategy, whether it's options or whether it's what I'm going to present. You need a trading strategy, mindset, and capital. And I think I always use this sort of synergy about the, you know, the three-legged stool. You know, you take one of those legs away and the whole stool collapses. Each of these are very, very important, but I think in varying degrees of importance. And anyone that's followed me over the last years or so will know that I put the mindset, the psychology, as the main sort of important factor when it comes to trading. So we're going to focus a little bit on that. So I'm going to talk about strategy. I'm going to talk about the mindset, and I'm going to talk about risk management and trading capital. Okay, so who am I? What gives me the authority to stand here today or sit here today talking to you? Okay, well, my name is Andrew Lockwood. I am the co-founder and the CEO of the City Traders. Now, I started my trading career in the trading pits in the City of London, pretty much like you have there on the CME and the CBOT and what have you. So basically in London, it was called London International Financial Futures Exchange. So I spent 25 years of my life as a futures trader in the trading pits here. I'm actually in this little screenshot here, and I'm not going to, but I don't know if you can see me there, but can you see me there? Sitting down there on the phone, and I'm trading with this guy here who's trading with the pit. This is the UK government, the government pit. I don't know if you can see me screen drawing. I don't know if it works on Zoom that, but that's basically where I am. I'm sitting down there. And that's basically what we did. So this is me many years ago. I used to stand in this environment shouting and screaming. Let's have a look, see if we can get it playing. Hopefully you can see that, all hand signals. And this is obviously footage we have grabbed before. This is what I did. You can see my colored jacket behind me there. Oops, hang on, a bit too fast there. That is me there as the, I'm there with a shady looking side parting many, many years ago. My trading jackets are still behind me here. If you can see my screen, still here. That's basically what I did. So basically I've been trading on all my adult life. Okay. And basically these open outcry exchanges around the world, we call them open outcry. You know, you're shouting and screaming. Everything was done with your voice in your hand. We didn't have all these Bollinger Bands and RSIs and crossover moving averages in those days. It was all just basically the eyes, hands and mouth. That's basically how we conducted our trading. But all these open outcry exchanges, guys, you know, at the turn of the century, well, you know, the digital age was taking place and all these exchanges, you know, they were closing down around the world. I went over to Singapore for a few years, traded the Singapore Stock Exchange for the last sort of couple of years of the open outcry. But then that too went electronic as well. So I got back to the UK in about 2005, 2006. I've been a trader all my life, and now I had nowhere to trade. So of course, I thought I'd try my arm at trading online. You know, so that's what, 18 years ago now, 2005, 2006. I will tell you now, without being shy about it, I lost a ton of money in the first couple of years of trading. I was doing something very different. I was chasing the lines, looking at all these indicators and so forth, and thinking there was some magic. And I got to a bit of a stage in my life when I had to decide what I was going to do with my life. And, you know, whether I was going to drive a Uber, or I didn't have Ubers in those days, did they? But drive a taxi or something. I thought, okay, I've got to give this trading one more go. And I basically sort of had a rethink of exactly what I was doing in the trading pits. And I remember acutely one particular trader there, and I won't mention it, well, his name is Alan. So he was a bit older than us. He was like 35 something. We're all in our young sort of, you know, early 20s, 30s, you know. He was older, 35, golly. But he didn't wear a colour jacket. You know, he didn't come in the trading pits with us lot. He was just standing at the edge there, just watching. Now, normally what happened when the markets were breaking into trend is the noise levels of the trading pit would basically go into a crescendo. It'd get louder and louder. If the markets were doing nothing over a lunchtime period, the market would be very quiet. You know, people would just sit there chatting about what they got up to last night. But when the markets were busy, when the markets were trending, the noise levels of the trading pits would basically increase. And at some point, that basically meant, well, obviously the trend was going. But when the noise levels dissipated, this guy, Alan, who had all the watches and what have you, this guy, Alan, would come into the trading pit and just go, sold, or reverse the trade from the direction in which it, and he made a ton of money. I don't know, he only traded maybe twice a day, or might even traded less than that. But he's always standing there, just waiting for that moment of where the noise dissipated in the trading pits. So basically, I designed this trading strategy basically on the back of what Alan was doing those years ago. And I have called it the naked trading strategy. It is a very simple trading strategy. I am an ex-floor trader. You don't get more simple than that. You shout, buy them if you want to go up, sell them if you go down, and you look at people's hand signals and eyes. Yeah, that's as simple as the trading that I did for 20. This naked day trading strategy is designed to basically do all that. So I've basically been trading it for the last 18 years. Of course, I've got other strategies as well, but I want to share this one with you guys today. I'm going to give you all the exact rules, everything that you need to know about this strategy. Okay. What's so good about it? Three benefits. It's an end of day. So for those of you that do have day jobs, you know, that you aren't able to spend countless hours in front of the trading screens, it's an end of day strategy. Now, in our trading room, I do know people are trading it on the 4-hour time frame as well. I personally don't trade it on the 4-hour time frame these days. I'm just too busy running the City Traders and keeping our community going. But you can use this on the 4-hour time frame as well. I wouldn't normally suggest you go lower than the 4-hour time frame. We've certainly done the back testing we did, where we back tested 16 years worth of data. And it had a 79% success rate over the data that we had. But obviously, you have to do your own back test. But that was done on the daily and the 4-hour. So it's an end of day, so less time. And as Prince Price just mentioned a moment ago, KISS, there's no indicators. Keep it simple. We don't use all the Bollinger Bands, all the RSIs, you know, where everyone just ends up chucking so much stuff on their screen that they can't even see the price some of the time. So basically, we just keep it simple, pure price. Bit of technical analysis. I'll come to that in a second. And these are high quality trades because we're on the higher time frame. So these are the three main benefits. Because it's on the higher time frame, there's more volume, more sort of institutional money going through what makes up a daily candle rather than a 1-minute candle, as you would appreciate, I am sure. So that's basically the three benefits of it. Now, it does rely, as I say, on one little bit of technical analysis, and that is support and resistance. Support and resistance, as you may well know, is the sort of, you know, the backbone of all trading, of all technical analysis. It's liquidity zones. It's where the institutions are looking to pick up liquidity. Support and resistance, as you know, are horizontal lines on a trading chart where buyers turn sellers and sellers turn buyers. Yep. As technical traders, we believe that human behavior tends to repeat itself. It's also where people start to take profits and people start cutting losses when they entered. Support and resistance, it is the most basic form of technical analysis. So it does rely on that. We don't just take these trades anywhere on the chart. So basically, we're looking at the at these key levels. And it does use a bit of candlestick stuff. I'm going to come to that in a moment. But support and resistance, it's reasonably subjective, I think, in terms of where you draw these lines. So, and I know a lot of novice traders, rookie traders over the years, they seem to have struggled with support and resistance. I mean, it's a bit of an art in itself in drawing support and resistance, and it can be quite confusing. So I'm just going to run by you just my advice when drawing support and resistance, which hopefully may make your life a little bit easier going forward. Okay. And it's basically, well, if you look at a price chart here now, let me just move the screen on. If you look at a price chart there now, so this is, I took the screenshot earlier today, just before we came on. So this, because obviously I'm in the UK, most of you guys are in the US. So I thought I'd pull up a cable, pound against the US dollar. Pound's edging higher at the moment. So basically that is a regular price chart. Okay, the blue candles are up and red and the gold candles are down. That's just our color codes. But obviously, normally you look at green or blue for up and red for down. But that's just our branding. Okay, so that's your regular price chart. Drawing support and resistance lines in here, you may find that a bit of a struggle. What I would suggest you do, if you're struggling with the support and resistance, is remove all the noise. Remove the highs and the lows and just look at the closing price. And you do that by basically taking on the line chart. And when you see the line chart, I think the picture becomes a lot easier for you. Now, you can take this on or carry on doing, you know, plotting normal in a normal way. But for me, this is by far what I find the students that I've taught over the last 8 years or so, have benefited from this type of way of doing. And what we're looking for basically is the levels that have been touched more than twice, more than once, ideally, or the big V-shapes, the V-shape recoveries, or the big A-shapes. So those levels, okay? We're looking for those levels. Now, remember, this is the daily chart, right? We don't want so many lines on here that we don't do anything, okay? Or that we're, you know, they're just clouding everything, clouding the... So we just take the big key levels. And I've basically drawn on a few here just for today. So just the key levels. I've just done this about an hour ago. It's all pretty relevant stuff at the moment. So just these big levels. I'm looking for reversals where Alan would come into the market at these levels, basically. Remember, you're not going to get many trades per day, but we have got so many different trading entities that we can trade. I've also got a tool that I can send you or lend you, a showcase to you, where I'll sort of do all this checking for you. But we're looking for these big turning points just at the key levels. When you put on the line chart and then you go back to the candlestick chart, I personally think it all looks a lot clearer. Now, that just could be me, but that's something that, you know, I've taught over hundreds of thousands of people, over 100,000 people, I just say, over the years. And this is what's basically resonated with them. So that is the first bit of technical analysis that we use, the key levels, support and resistance. Key is don't draw too many. Just do this on a Sunday ahead of the trading week, whatever trading entity you're looking at. I'm looking at the Forex markets here, but you can trade this on anything. I know the Forex trading sometimes a bit awkward out there in the US, but no, we trade ways we call the Forex and commodities. Okay, so it basically looks at the support and resistance, and it uses basic candlestick patterns. You might think, oh God, I've heard all this before. And that's maybe true. I'm just going to go through some of these patterns that we're looking for because I want you to get some education from here. I'm not here to pitch anything to you necessarily. It's here to educate you. You can take this strategy away. Oh, by the way, I do have a cheat sheet that you may want to download. Okay, so you don't need to take notes on this, by the way. I know David says you can watch it all on catch up. You don't need to take notes. At the end of this or towards the end, I'm going to give you a QR code. You can download a cheat sheet where this strategy is absolutely yours for free to go away and backtest. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anyone's word for it in anything that you see out there. It's your money at stake. You've got to put your, do your backtest. Right. By the way, if you do want to drop any questions in the chat, I have got the chat up. I will get to them at the end. So don't think I'm ignoring you. I do see them here. Yeah. Okay. So basic candlestick pattern. Okay. So candlestick, just so for those of you that don't know, I know some people do not trade candlesticks and they don't, well, maybe they're new to trading. I don't know what level of participants we've got here today, not participants, but a level of audience we've got here today. So I'm just going to briefly describe what a candlestick is. Candlestick basically tells us who is winning the battle on a trading day. A blue candle or green candle, in my case, a blue candle, shows you that the market's basically opened here, went to the low down here, and then we closed up here. So that basically means that the buyers were in control on that particular time period. Buyers won the battle in that particular time period. That's a bullish candle. And of course, the red candle, in our case, the gold candle on the screens that I've just showed you, we opened up here, we hit the high up here, and we hit a low down here, and we closed down here. So basically the sellers were in control. Dave, can you just confirm that my screen drawing is coming through on the screen? If someone's listening on there, not David, someone
yes.
else.
Yes, yeah, it looks good. I see it.
Okay, good. Because I don't know if it works on Zoom. It sometimes doesn't. Okay, great. So basically that's a bearish candle. It shows you the sellers were in control on that particular time period. Okay, on a standalone, they don't normally mean very much, but when you look at them in conjunction with other price action, these are telling us what human behavior is doing. It's telling us, in the case of our naked stat strategy that you're going to take away today, it's telling us whether these levels we've got of support and resistance, whether it's just you looking at them or the big players looking at them as well. That's the most important thing. It doesn't tell us for sure. It gives us a probability edge that it's not just you looking at that particular price level. Now, this is what we call a bullish engulfing pattern. Okay, so this basically means that, okay, as you know, no market goes in a straight line forever. They always, retrace as they go. So, for example, you might see a price action like this, and every down leg you see a red candle, and up legs you see a green candle. When you get into a candle like that, okay, the trend's continuing. If this comes into a level of support that you think is support, and that's fully engulfed on the daily candle, that is an indication that a reversal now can be in play. The full candle has to engulf. The main body has to engulf. It's a clue that you're not the only one looking at that level. Can't say for sure, but it's a clue. That's a bullish engulfer. You see that at the bottom of downtrends. It's a level that you want to be looking at. And this is a bearish engulfing pattern. So here you've got an uptrend. Okay, uptrend comes into a level of resistance. Yeah, that's where basically sellers are pushing the market down. It's where liquidity is, where institutions have their orders. And indeed, well, we don't know if they've got their orders there. We assume they do. This will tell us with a higher probability, just a higher probability, not for sure, higher probability that that level is respected. We fully engulf, giving us an indication that a reversal may be in play. Okay, so that is the engulfing pattern. I don't want to spend too much on this because we've got a lot to get through. But just so you understand, these are the patterns that we are looking for. And these are bullish pin bars and bearish pin bars. These are single candles. So I've got two together. You're just looking for one at the time. So, for example, if you see markets trending down like this, and then you see either one of these, it doesn't matter the color. Doesn't matter if it's a bullish one or a bearish one or a green one or a red one or a blue one. It doesn't matter. It just shows you that the sellers were taking this down in that particular time period. Okay, we're in a downtrend. We know that. Yeah, we come through our level of resistance, support, I should say. And the fact that the market has respected that level is an indication that the institutional money, that other players are looking at that level for an indication of a potential reversal. I can't stress enough. It doesn't tell you it's going to happen for sure. Hopefully those in the room here today understand that nothing is certain in the markets. All we're trying to do is get an edge in our favor and exploit that edge over time. Okay, so that's the bullish ones. We see that at sport. Take note. And the bearish ones. You can see how simple this is, yeah? I'm a floor trader. Got to keep it simple. And the bearish pin bars. Okay, so these are bearish pin bars. Here we've got markets are trending up. Okay, and we come through a level of resistance. Buyers take it through. That's where it meets the institutional money. That's where it meets all those pending orders that we don't know that are up there before it gets up there. The moment it gets up there, the institution shows its hand and they push it lower. And we close that on the daily chart. So you can see how simple that is. And that's basically the what we're looking for. Okay. That was a bullish engulfer. Is this a bullish engulfer? Well, I'll have to leave that aside for now. Okay. So now I'm going to give you the rules. As I say, don't bother writing these down. There is going to be a cheat sheet you can get. I think David's also got a link to it as well, which I'll chat later if you don't want to scan the rules of entry. Okay. Looking for these key turning points. So this is basically what we're looking for. This is the bullish engulfer at support. This is the bearish engulfer at resistance, the bullish pin bars at support, and the bearish pin bars at resistance. Okay, so here come the rules. Very simple. Okay, and I encourage you to go away and do some back testing on this as well. When you see that, and I will suggest, by the way, you do these lines of support and resistance before the market opens, maybe on a Sunday if you've got time, so you don't sort of like just put a line in. Oh, when you see one, no, that's what we call curve fitting. You know, you want it there beforehand, waiting for the market to get there. And indeed, if you're using platforms like TradingView or Thinkorswim or so, you can basically set up alerts anyway. But draw these lines in beforehand. I want you to avoid the curve fitting. Right, I'm going to motor on. So basically, we're taking a buy stop 3 pips above the high of that pattern. 3 to 5 pips, okay? Doesn't have to be 3 pips, but 3 to 5 pips is what we say. And the stop is below. And once you've done that, you need to make sure when you're taking that, that the first profit target, which is at the next level of, in this case, of resistance, you get at least 0.5 to 1. Now, I know a lot of traders out there, you've been told you've got to take 1 to 1 at least. Well, that's true, but we enter this trade in two parts, okay? So we exit the first part of the trade when we get at least 50% of our risk. 0.5 to 1 risk reward. And then the second profit target is where you get the real R&R, but we'll talk about the exits in a moment. So that's got to be the case when you enter the bullish engulfer at support. This is a sell trade at resistance, same type of thing, but in reverse. Here we are at the level of resistance. We have a sell stop order. Okay, 3 pips below the pattern. By the way, these are worked on the 5 p.m. New York close. I know you're in, most of you guys are, I don't know if you're on East or Central or Pacific, but we're in the UK and most of my, a lot of my traders in the UK, doesn't matter. We always use the 5 p.m. New York closing candle for Forex, but of course, stocks, you can use on the stocks or the stocks close 4 p.m. Sell stop 3 pips below the pattern, stops above, same thing. Applies on your TP, it's got to be at least half the risk. Half the risk, and then you can exit half the trade. And then you buy stop on the pin bars, exactly the same. So very easy to pick up. You enter your 3 to 5 pips above the pin at the, you know, on a support, and the stop is below. You risk, you position size accordingly. So you're only risking 0.25%, 0.5% per trade. You have to position size accordingly so that you're not risking, you know, unlimited risk. And I suggest that that's mostly what you should be doing for day trading anyway, no more. And there you go. Again, first profit target, half the risk. Second profit target will be the next level of resistance. More about that in a second. Two parts. Again, the same in reply. So I don't need to go on about that. You're getting the idea. This is basically the entry to the short side. Okay, so let's talk about the rules of exit. As I just mentioned, you need to exit 50% of the trade at the next level of resistance. Got to be at least half to one. It could be more. Sometimes we get 1 to 1s or more to ones on the next, on the first profit target, even better. But we've got to get at least 50%. Then you move to break even, and then you go for the TP2 at the next level of resistance. We can get 4, 5, 6 to 1 R's on the second TP on many occasions. So this is basically where you'll get the you'll get the risk to reward. This is where Alan was making the cleanup. This is where he was cleaning up when that wants to reverse. A lot of these trends reverse. Some of them reverse, you know, full 100%, but 50% is normally a good reversal sort of target. But TP2 next level, rules of exit on the bearish engulfer. Okay, I think you're getting the idea. There's a lot of jargon. Am I using a lot of jargon? I don't think I am. It's called the naked. There you go. Anyway, sorry, exit rules on the sell trade. Bearish engulfing pattern. At resistance, there's your risk, half the risk for your TP1. Yeah. And then you exit 50% of the trade. And then you take TP2. Oh, sorry. You move your stop to break even. Stop. I haven't got your name here, but the stop is basically where you, you know, get out of a losing position, or it's a, in this case, get out of half your winning position. So that would be a break even, the stop, and the TP2 at the next support zone. So I think that is pretty straightforward. There you go. So the same rules on the pin bars at support. First profit target, 50% off, half the risk, stop to break even, TP2, and next level of resistance. You don't need to be at your screens 10 hours a day. 10 minutes a day is all you need to do this. Yeah. Honestly, it's for those that really do have, you know, busy lives, like I'm sure most of you do. Okay, so so that's one of the reasons why I think it's so successful. But the biggest downfall of many traders is they overtrade. We all know that emotions are the biggest killer of traders, yeah? Well, that any book you read, any author you read, any or you watch one of my book reviews that I do on YouTube, you know, emotions are the biggest killer. Well, if you trade more, then surely you're going to be more emotionally inclined to fall foul. Yeah, trade less emotions. Stands to reason. 10 minutes a day is all you need. But this strategy, I encourage you to go back to. And of course, the exit rules for the bearish pin bar, exactly the same. TP1, 50%. There we go. Move starts to break even and TP2. So that is the strategy. Now, just let me take a breather there. If you want to scan that QR code on the screen now, that is basically everything I've just spoken about. I haven't got the pound dollar charts in there. We've got other charts from the last time I did this a while ago. I've been teaching this strategy, by the way, for about 8 years. In around, I don't know if anyone's followed me on YouTube, but I've got one of the channels I have. I think I had 400,000 views for subscribers. Some of the videos out there got 2 million views. I think one of them actually got 4 million views. But I teach this strategy. I have it out there as well on some of those medias. But it's been my sort of flagship, if you like. If you want to scan that now, you can download the cheat sheet, which will identify everything that you need to know. Okay, so now I want to talk about this. Okay, this that's the strategy part. I want to talk about the psychology, all right, because this is really important. I've spent not only all those years in the city, but I've also spent about 8 years educating traders as well. And I've seen many, many flaws in the retail trader coming into the markets for the first time. I did a video on YouTube. This is the 4 million video on YouTube. It's called The Cycle of Doom. I say it's got about 4 million views. I've got plaques from YouTube on it and all that. This is basically, I put everything down. So if you're failing in trading, chances are you're in this cycle of doom. If you're not in it, you're about to fall into it if you're failing or struggling. Let me explain to you what the cycle of doom is, because we need to master this. I put down psychology about 70% of what it makes to be a day trader. So basically, it all starts off with a strategy. Well, I've just given you a strategy. You can find many strategies out there. There's plenty of strategies out there online, and you buy them. I have you some decent strategies, some very decent strategies. It's not all about the strategy. Right? People that are thinking it's the strategy, you know, it's all about the strategy. Yeah. You know, if there were such a thing, we could just write an algo and we could give it to the National Bank of Venezuela. And then there'll be no national debt. It's not all about the strategy. But what most people do, they come into the markets, they start with a strategy and they start making a profit. Yeah. Oh, this feels good. They're now a trader. This is exactly what they want. I used to work 10 hours a day for someone else. Now I'm a trader. Yeah. But then the inevitable happens. Every strategy has its losing periods. It's just a natural part of trading. We all have them. Don't beat yourself up about having a losing few trades. Yeah. So what do most people do when they have losing trades? It doesn't feel good, does it? Losing doesn't feel good. No one likes losing anything you do. I'm just watching the cricket here on the other line, England v Australia. I think we're losing. It doesn't feel good. So what do? We want to avoid that feeling of loss. So what do, we tweak the strategy. Yeah. We'll put in a Bollinger Band. We'll put in an RSI. We'll put in some other analysis. And then off we go again. And then we start to make a profit. Ooh, that feels great. I can now officially tell my boss to go and jump in a lake. I am now a day trader. This is me. I'm going to be a trader. And then the loss is happening. Hang on. I didn't sign up this. This is not what I saw on YouTube. This is not what I was led to believe. I thought markets were going to just give me cash whenever I wanted it. This is what I was told. This is what I was sold. So you have your losses. And you make your other tweak and you make some profits. But then, of course, the inevitable losses happen. And what do? You end up ditching the strategy and you go and find some other strategy. Or you go and find some other trading them, or you go and find some other trading educator, yeah? Because you blamed it all on the strategy. Have you ever seen anyone throw out a perfectly good strategy when they're making money? They only throw out, they only tweak and change when they have their down legs. And every strategy has them. So what traders are doing in the retail space, I think, and that's why it's gone massive on YouTube. Everyone, most of those people on YouTube now, I think, have struggled themselves. So they're now educating themselves. As opposed to being lifelong traders, most people are not able to have the losses and they think it's the strategy. Yeah. No one chucks out a strategy when it's winning. They only chuck it out when they lose. If you keep chucking out strategies when they're losing, what's going to happen? You are going to be ultimately the loser. So what is the solution? What is the solution to this? Well, first of all, it comes down to expectations. What do you actually expect to achieve out of the markets? Yeah. Why are you day trading? You've got to ask yourself that question to start with. And I think it's fair to say that most traders come into the market because they want to change their lives. Yeah. They want to change what they're doing at the moment. Yeah. They want to have more money. They want to have a better income. So basically what happens is they get into the markets and they try to knock the ball out of the park on each and every trade. They try to get home runs on each and every trade. You've got to be realistic. You know, that is not going to happen. What is a realistic return on day trading? What can you safely expect to achieve? Well, I've been talking about this for many years. And I think, I know we see all the other sort of traders out there saying they get all these big money payouts and so forth. I actually think 2-5% on a monthly basis is very, very acceptable. In fact, it's amazing. If you compound up, for example, 5% over the course of the year, it actually works out to be, I think it's 79.9%. I think I haven't done that math for a while, but it's about 80%. Yeah. That's just 5%. Now, 5% is huge. 2%, 2-3%, it's well achievable. But the problem is when people are trading the markets and they've got, relatively small accounts, say they've got like a $10,000 trading account and they're making, 2-3%, 3%, $10,000, they're making $300. Now, $300, that's not enough to pay the internet bill. I'm sure it's the same there, $300 and you're spending sort of all these hours in front of the trading screen, and your partner says to you, what are you doing? You say, I'm a trader. She's going to say, get a proper job, coming back in only $300 for the course of the month. Yeah, it's not realistic. So because of that, because of the small percentage gains that the market really is able to give you, and I'm not saying you're not able to get a 10% win on a trade, you can, they do happen, but for longevity, and I presume you want to be here for the long haul, for longevity, you're not going to get those 10% winners every time you trade. To get 10% winners, you are going to take an amazing amount of hits in the market. Yeah, you've got to be realistic. And if you're getting 2-3% a month, well, clearly you've got to think about trading decent sized capital, which we're going to come on to in a moment. So in terms of risk, well, what should you be risking? As I said a moment ago, I think you should be risking no more than 0.25%, 0.5% on each trade. That way, you're not going to be blowing up trading accounts, whether it's whether it's CFDs, futures, and so forth. You're not going to be blowing up when you're risking small amounts. You'll be here for the long haul, and you'll be letting the law of large numbers play out. Yeah, trading is all about exploiting an edge over time and letting those law of large numbers play out. Trading is all about probability. Probability in, I always use this analogy actually. Yeah? So forgive me if you've heard me say it before. If anyone goes to the casino, right? Casino has that roulette wheel. It's the most profitable game for the casino owner. And if you spin the roulette wheel and your number comes and you got your money, you got your dollar on red 32 and 32 comes in, you're going to get $36 back. Yep. $36 back. That's great when that happens. But there's 37 numbers on the table. In some cases, there's 38 if you've got double zero, because you've got that green zero at the top. Some tables have double zero. Guys that go to the casino or whatever, or guys and girls that go to the casino, they don't look at that double zero, but that means the edge odds are moved away from you. So the casino basically makes money every 37 spins. That is the slightest edge that the casino has over you on the roulette wheel. And the casino owner, he doesn't get all frustrated and start throwing out the roulette wheel just because he's had some losing trades. Of course he doesn't. Yeah, the casino owner knows that's going to happen, but he lets the edge play out over time. And that's exactly what we should be doing with our trading, risking small amounts, letting the edge play out over time. And I call it the law of large numbers. I'll use that analogy that a lot of you may have seen in the past, about the coin toss. You toss the coin, it's a 50-50 outcome. You toss it 10 times, you should get 5 heads and 5 tails. But in reality, chances are you won't. It's a small sample size. You should get 5 and 5. You might get 6 and 4, 7 and 3, 8 and 2. You might even get 10-0. You toss that coin 10,000 times, you are going to be pretty much bang on 50-50. And it's the random distribution of that edge that we are unable to accept as traders. getting 10 losing trades on the bounce. Yeah, I'm going to come on to that in a moment when I start talking about journaling and forth. But basically, now that is where people, traders, fall foul. Yeah. Letting the edge play out over time by risking small amounts. Yeah. 10,000 hours in the market. Letting that edge play out over time is how you're going to be in this game for the long haul. Okay. So at this juncture, I want to talk about risk in a bit more detail in terms of capital. Most traders, they fail because they're undercapitalized. Here we go. I've got a slide for that. So one of the biggest reasons why traders fail is that they're undercapitalized. Yep. As I mentioned a moment ago, you've got $10,000, and that's quite a lot for retail market traders for the first time. Yeah. You know, 0.5%. Great. $500. But most traders are coming in with less than 10,000. They're coming in with 5,000 or 1,000 or what have you to trade the markets. And all they're doing is just blowing up account after account after account. Because they're undercapitalized, they're taking bigger risks than they should do. So over the last few years, when I was in the trading pits, these have been around for many, many years. We used to have what's known as, they're called proprietary traders. Okay. And in fact, on that screen I showed you earlier, I won't put all that now, but on that screen I showed you earlier, there's a big company out there on the trading floor, you see on the screen if you play it back, called Kite. He was basically a prop trader. A prop trader basically means he funds other traders. So the young guns would come along. I used to be able to tell a trader like that when I used to interview them, for jobs and all that. I didn't need to see their CVs. You can spot a trader in those days like that. So what obviously would happen with these young guns had no money. Still living at home with their parents, but they could trade, but they didn't have any money. So the prop house would basically fund them, and then fund them and basically, say, right, we'll put up the 50 grand in the account or the 100 grand in the account. You've got to be in that trading pit all day long. You're in the treasury bond pit. You're in the gilt pit. You're in the German Bund pit or the option pit or whatever it was. It gave the owner the ability to be in all these different pits. And the young gun would be out there trading and he would keep a percentage of the pit. So this has been around forever, since I was in the pits, back in the late 80s, in the wild 80s, this happened. But now, in the course of the digital age, this has really sort of exploded over the last few years. Okay, and it's now basically become sort of the new thing for the retail market. And it's basically what we do here as well. So let me run this by you. Okay, we now fund traders. Okay, so we teach traders. I've just shown you a strategy, but we run a trading room, trading community. We have lots of different trading tools, and I'll show you that in a moment. But we fund and teach traders how to trade. Now, that's great. You can go off and trade your own money. If you're well capitalized, trade your own money. Nothing wrong with that at all. But if you haven't got the capital, if you've got limited capital, or you don't want to risk your own capital, think about using prop firm money. And it's very, very accessible to everyone over the globe. Unless, of course, you're in one of the terrorist-recognized countries. So everyone in the Eurozone, Europe, everyone in the US, in Canada, can access these prop accounts. You can access all the Forex markets. You can access all the CFD markets. You think you can't trade CFDs in the US? Yes, you can. You take out a prop account and you can. You can trade cryptos. You can trade all the US stocks as well. Okay, but you can use your own money or you can use our money, okay, if you want to take the prop firm route. Let me just give you a bit of an example of the numbers here, right? You put $500, small amount, and when I put up $500, I look at the retail space and I see what's going on in the retail space because I run a firm here. I know what the average retail market is doing. If you make a monthly return of 5%, okay, I get that. It's on the high end of the 2-5% that I mentioned, but it's, let's just call it 5% because I can work out the numbers quickly. You have a $500 account, you have 5% monthly profit, it's $25. Now, it doesn't pay my internet, doesn't pay my phone bill, it doesn't pay my kids' phone bill. If you annualize that up, so you use compound interest, you've heard of compound interest, interest on interest. If you've got a credit card, you know what compound interest is, because you keep owing more money every month by not paying it back. You get $397 a month, and you've worked your socks off for 5% a month. Yeah, good return, massive return. You get $397 at the end of the year, over 12 months, yeah? Or you use the prop account. So basically, we will, you have to pass an assessment with us. I'll give you the rules later. And we will give you 75% of all the profits if you can prove you can trade. Now, and of course, we don't just give money to anyone that says, yeah, I'll do it. Because we've got to make sure that you can control risk and you can monitor risk and you're not going to blow up the company's money. So basically, we will say you can keep 75% of the profits. Now, I've just got a new way that you can actually keep more. So you actually keep up to 90%. But the numbers I've got here for this presentation is at 75% is what you're going to get to keep. So we start off at, say, 12 and a half grand, but you can get a $25,000 assessment account. That basically means we'll give you some trading criteria. You need to make a certain percentage, no time limits. You've got all the time in the world to do this, no time limits. If you make that percentage and you control risk, so you don't lose more than a certain percentage, 6% risk, 10% profit target, we will fund you with live money. It's a live account, live money in your account. Yeah. Now you can see where there starts to use the leverage of a prop account. Then you start to make 5% a month. That's $930, $938 a month. Compound that up, it's 15 grand a month, 25 grand. I suggest people start with something like that. But think about it. This is where you can scale up. This is where you can seriously become a retail trader and seriously think about telling your boss to go and jump in the lake. You can get a 100 grand account, okay? Accessible to everyone, 100 grand account. Hang on, we're now talking some decent numbers here. 5% on a monthly, that's 3,700. That's after the split. We get to keep 1,250. You keep 3,750. That's a 100 grand account. You compound that up, you don't take the profit straight away, you do it for a year, you're going to walk away with 60 grand at the end of the year after your split. That's 100 grand that you're managing now. And it's not, and it's achievable to, for anyone that can have trade. And if you can't trade, well, of course, that's where we will come in and try and help you to get there. Okay, the maximum we can go up to is 500 grand. Okay, now you're talking. Now, I wouldn't suggest any of you even think about starting. I do have people starting with 500 grand. And you can bet your life I watch them like a hawk. But 500 grand, okay, 5% a month, 18,750 once you pass your assessment. Okay, assessment, make 10%, don't lose me more than 6%. You've got live money, half a bar, 500 grand. You've got no time limits. It might take you 3 months, might take you 4 months, might take you a week. It's up to you, up to your trading stuff. You make your 5%, you get 18,750. You compound that up over the course of a year, you're walking away with a pot of just shy of 300 grand. So there you have it. This is the power of trading the prop firm account. But of course, you do have to follow certain rules, as I say. Now, there are prop firms shooting up all over the place. A lot of them have these two-tier assessments as well. And I'm not saying don't do a two-tier. You can do two tiers. But the one tier basically means you pass the assessment, you put your work in, you prove to us over time you can trade. Well, we will fund you. A lot of the prop firms these days are doing, you pass the 10%, they might give you more drawdown, but then they say, okay, go again. And then you've got to make 5% again. So you're still trading with, pocket money, pretend money. Because of course, we don't put real money into the live markets when you start off, because I don't know who you are. But once you prove, then the money goes in. But again, it's one stage. Assessment. So that is basically what I think you should be doing. So you can be using the likes of the naked trading strategy. We teach other trading strategies as well, trend following strategies, but keeping it simple and not trying to knock it out of the park on each and every trade is what you should be thinking about. Okay, so how can we help you in that plight? Okay, so we have a live interactive trading community. Full of aspiring traders. Some of you I know are experienced traders, so maybe some of you are experienced. But we've got everything for everyone, from beginner all the way up to advanced trading. Okay, so we talk about strategies. We talk a lot about psychology. As you may have noted on this stream today, when I talked about the cycle of doom and why traders are failing, most are failing because of the psychology. We've got a whole bunch of education on psychology, and I'm literally, that's one of the reasons why I'm wearing my branded shirt at the moment, because I've just come off camera. I'm doing a whole bunch of new videos on psychology as well. So we teach strategies, we talk about psychology. We're streaming live every day. So we come on for the London opening. We're going to be starting the US opening as well very soon. So we're going to be looking at all markets. So we basically cover all things Forex indices. We talk about the Dow. We talk about the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, oil, gold, silver, cryptos as well. I'm not such a big fan of cryptos myself these days, but you can trade cryptos. You can trade cryptos in the In the assessment as well, by the way, in the prop account. By the way, if you do take the prop account, I know some of you are saying, I'm in the US, I can't trade. You can. You don't have the account with the broker. You have the account with the Citi Traders. Citi Traders has the account. So there's no regulation to stop you trading the CFDs on a whole bunch of, I think we've got over 200 Australian US stocks you can trade as well. Everything from Tesla to Meta to Twitter. He doesn't call it Twitter anymore, does he? Oh, is it Twitter? X. So basically, you can trade so much in there. We talk about that on our live streams as well. We've also got trading tools and risk managers and trading journals as well. We got that. Oh, by the way, let me introduce you quickly to that pattern finder. I mentioned to you about the those nakeds. So I've had this little tool written as well. That basically does all the work for you. So you don't need to be scanning at 5 p.m. New York time. You literally just have this running in the background. You can do this on your PC, or you can get a VPS if you just want to switch your machine off. It will send you notifications to your phone. Okay, so you don't even have to be at your desk. It'll send you notifications to your phone. I'll just activate scanning now to see if it works. Obviously, we're not. This is last night. So these are last night's. There's nothing coming up at the moment. I think coming up. But you can do this on any of the time frames. As I say, you can have this on a four-hour time frame. You can use these engulfing patterns and pin bars on trend following as well. We teach trend following strategies using using these. And then you just click on it. It will ping it to your phone. You can click on it and look here. We got, and it will show you where the pattern is. And this gives you. So this is not actually a naked setup. This is a bearish pin in the direction of that trend. But look back here. I mean, this is a couple of days ago in the trading room. You have that level of resistance up here. Okay, old support comes back up. It puts in this pin bar here. That was a clue that that was going to reverse. This is from whenever that was. So that was a reversal up there. Look up here. You've got a bearish pattern up here, which basically led to that move. Nothing really down here. No. But that basically, that tool does it all for you. So you don't have to be stuck at your screens throughout the trading day. We've got risk manager tools as well. So you can control your risk on each and every trade. I said to you about you should be risking 0.5% per trade. Well, position sizing, you think I've got to work it all out. This tool just does it all for you. You know, put it onto the screen that you're trading. It could be a stock or intercept, put in your percentage risk and turn it on. And it's going to put in the lines. You just drag and it does all the risk trading for you. So you're not going to get more than your percentage gains. So again, you're going to get access to that as well if you join, of course, the trading community. What else? Pattern finder, trading journal. A lot of, didn't I? About losing and why people always know. Something like this is essential if you're a day trader. Okay, this is a trade journal we put together for our traders. Students that do private mentoring with me, they basically fill this out and when I review them, whenever our plan is weekly or monthly, basically we use this. But it's very important, even if you're not doing mentoring programs, that you journal your trades, that you know what's going on with your own trading. Okay, so basically, every time you place a trade, you're putting all your data into this spreadsheet here. Basically it does all the work for you. You need to use the psychology down here. You put in your mistakes, you put in your whatever your mistake was in the trade, you're stressed out, bad execution, entered too soon, entered too late. You put your comments in here as well. So when you start to analyze, I mean, you get these all over the place, but you get this free within the membership. When you go back to the dashboard here, you can see what the best time frames are working for you. You can see that the naked is working better than the foot reversal strategy. You've got the profitable trading entities. You've got the consecutive wins, very important one. Yeah, you're not going to be in the cycle of doom if you know that you've seen before that you've had, this is seven losing trades before. Okay, there's your equity curve. Six consecutive losses here on this example. Keeps a track of all your data as well. So we basically offer that. You don't need to come into the trading room. If you wanted to take just funding, that's perfectly okay as well. I'm offering, thank you to David, a 20% discount of membership to our room. I'm not going to go through all the prices now. You can do that in your own time. But the monthly fee is less than $100 for monthly fee. But I'm going to give you 20% off as well if you use that coupon code TCT, the Citi Traders Synergy and 20. If you go to that QR code, that will allow that will take you to the site, or you can type it in, sillytraders.com. Thank you, David. And that will give you the 20% discount, as I say. And of course, if you want to take the if you did the higher end one, which is called the committed, that gives you a free $25,000 assessment account. OK, so I'm applying the 20% discount to that as well. So you can take the discount off that and you still get a $25,000 account. Now, you might not be able to trade at the moment. You might still be learning. You can still take that, apply the discount, spend a few days, weeks, months in the trading room talking to me. You can have one-on-ones with me. You can jump on a one-on-one with me. We discuss your trading plan for you. But you still got that 25 grand assessment account whenever you want to do it. OK, so you can check all that out on the site there. So that's the funding side. You can do funding and education, or you can just do education, or you can just do funding. The choice is yours. Right, I think we've got a couple of seconds for questions. Andrew, do you do futures? We trade. These are all CFDs which you can trade on the platform. So the platform we use is a broker platform. So I'm linked to a broker called 8Cap, who are asset regulated brokers. I'm linked to them. You don't need to be linked to them. So we trade all the entities that they have available, which you can basically see. If you go here, you can see all the different trading entities. You can trade the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. You can trade the French CAC, the Hang Seng. You can trade all these US stocks as well. All these stocks, you have the ability to trade, so anything you want. Also got a load of cryptos in there. You can see all the different symbols by doing that. But there have it. Okay. Well, hopefully you found that useful. Hopefully, for some reason, there we go. Close that down and close that down. Hopefully you found that useful. Scan that code. Come over to City Traders. Come and say hi. And thanks very much for listening. Thank you very much, David. I think Anchor's on next. So I'm looking forward to hearing Anchor as well. We met last week, or a couple of weeks ago now, Anchor and I. We're doing a trading battle coming up very soon as well. That's for a different event. So I'm looking forward to seeing Anchor. Thank you very much, David. Any questions, please do shout.
Hey, Andrew. I'm so looking forward to that.
It's going to be a good fun, yeah?
It's going to be so much fun. So you guys, definitely, we're going to be sharing the links on social media. So be on the lookout. Andrew and I, we're going to go in a trading battle. It's going to be so cool, so fun. It's going to be for a good cause because we're donating all the wins.
Yeah, Anchor. I've got my old gloves sorted, yeah? Okay. So this oh got the old gosh, trading battle so boxing fun. Gloves, yeah? So we're going to give it some, yeah?
It's awesome. I need one.
I wouldn't have time to send you, but I don't like punching with one hand. I wouldn't punch anyway. But yeah, it's going to be fun. And you say, good charities as well. So whatever we make goes to charity. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's a bit of fun. Most probably not the way you would trade on a normal basis. and most probably not the way I'd trade on a normal basis. But it's a bit of fun anyway. So yeah.
Andrew, I think you have a question. Is there a way to get a demo with 8Cap?
Is there a way to get a demo with 8Cap, says Roseville? And if you want to have any, I can get you a demo with 8Cap, but it's not something I advertise out to the world. And if you want to email me, Andrew at the company, City Traders, email me and I'll sort something out for you only as a thank you to Anchor and David for this event. But ordinarily, no, we don't do that, but I'll do it especially for you, Ed. Okay, yeah. Rightio, so I have to stop sharing now so you can jump on, Anchor, is that right?
Sure. I think you still have a minute or so.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that's good. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. And you're trading predominantly futures, aren't you?
I'm trading futures and stocks.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm looking forward to your talk. I know a lot of traders out there have always sure like shied away from Forex because of the regulations and the red tape. It's really difficult. But now with this prop thing, Anchor, it's really accessible for most out there.
Absolutely.
So it really is good. I know. It's exploding, you know, and the more opportunities I think traders have these days, the better. So
absolutely.
So it's been good. It's been a good couple of days as well on the other speakers. It's been absolutely fantastic. And everyone gets a copy, can replay these, can't they?
Yes, absolutely.